What's going on, tech lovers? Welcome to another exciting Tech Talk episode right here on the Leo podcast, where we explore the world of technology and innovation in a bite-sized, informative, and fun way. I'm your host, Kevin Munoz, and in today's episode, we'll be diving into three stories that have been making headlines in the tech world. In our first story, scientists in China have developed the first rechargeable calcium oxygen battery, offering a potentially cheaper and more energy-dense alternative to lithium-ion batteries. Then we shift gears to Honduras, where a financial regulator has banned institutions from trading cryptocurrencies and similar virtual assets due to concerns about fraud and money laundering risks. But the excitement doesn't stop there. We also cover how a coalition of 20 tech companies, including OpenAI, Meta, and Microsoft, has joined forces to combat deceptive AI-generated content that could influence elections worldwide. Today is Monday, February 19th, and before we dive into today's three tech stories, I want to give a quick shout out to our fantastic supporters over at patreon.com/latinamericaneo. If you want to unlock bonus content and help us keep the episodes coming, join our Palomitas community. Don't worry if you're not a patron yet, you're in for a treat with this episode packed with great content, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's show. First up, let's talk about a groundbreaking development in battery technology coming right out of China. A team of Chinese scientists has cracked the code on rechargeable calcium oxygen batteries. The prototype device was charged and discharged over 700 times at room temperature, and the team believes that the battery's superior performance derives from an efficient two-electron redox process facilitated by a specific combination of electrode and electrolyte materials. In a proof-of-concept demonstration, the researchers incorporated the calcium oxygen battery into flexible woven fibers, creating a textile capable of charging a mobile phone. Now, why is this a big deal? Well, calcium is the most abundant divalent metal on Earth, which in chemistry means it has a chemical valence of 2 or is bonded to 2 other atoms or groups. So for us normal people, this basically means that these batteries could theoretically offer a cheaper and more energy-dense alternative to lithium-ion batteries. However, calcium's large atomic radius and higher charge create numerous problems that still need to be overcome to create a viable battery. The problem is that these calcium batteries don't transfer energy very efficiently from the metal calcium inside the battery, and there aren't many good materials for the other part of the battery called the cathode. Alexandra Ponrauch, a scientist who studies batteries, says that calcium batteries also have trouble moving stuff around inside them, especially in the part that is like the skeleton of the battery. The best materials for the cathode, which is like the other half of the battery, are organic ones, but they're not perfect either. One big problem with calcium batteries is that they have a hard time charging back up. This happens because when they release energy, they create a tough substance called calcium oxide, which sticks around and stops the battery from recharging easily. But Ho Sheng Peng and his team figured out a solution. They mixed some special liquids and tiny tubes called carbon nanotubes into the battery. This made a different substance, calcium peroxide, when the battery was working. This new substance breaks down more easily, so the battery can recharge again and again up to 700 times. In simple terms, they found a way to make the calcium batteries recharge better by changing what happens inside them when they're working. This could mean longer lasting batteries for things like phones and cars in the future. These batteries are still at a proof of concept stage in a long way from commercialization, but the team hopes that this work will unlock new possibilities for better cathode design. For Ponrauch, this is an encouraging start, but he remains cautious, suggesting it could be years or even decades until this technology is ready for widespread use. Next, we explore regulatory developments in Honduras, where the country's financial regulator has implemented a ban on trading cryptocurrencies and similar virtual assets, citing risks of fraud and money laundering. The resolution, dated February 12th, was released on February 15th. It said it was approved unanimously and takes effect immediately. The resolution bans institutions under its supervision to maintain, invest, intermediate, or trade in cryptocurrencies, crypto assets, virtual currencies, tokens, or any similar virtual assets not issued or authorized by the central bank. Even though Honduran law does not currently regulate crypto assets, platforms trading in them operate in the country. The watchdog noted that as many of these platforms are domiciled in multiple jurisdictions, Honduran law cannot control them, and they run the risk of lending themselves to activities of fraud, money laundering, and terrorist financing. The Honduran central bank has warned that it is not responsible for and cannot guarantee any such transactions. In March of 2022, the central bank said it was studying the technical and legal viability of issuing its own digital currency, which would be regulated and recognized as legal tender. However, it has yet to announce a decision on this. Honduras Prospera, a so-called model resort town in the Caribbean that operates as a zone of administrative, fiscal, and budgetary autonomy, had in April of 2022 announced its adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender within its borders. It was not immediately clear how it would be affected by this new policy. For our third and final story of the day, we turn our attention to a collaborative effort among tech giants to combat AI election interference. On February 16th of 2024, Reuters reported a groundbreaking collaboration among 20 tech companies aimed at preventing deceptive artificial intelligence content from influencing elections worldwide. This significant development underscores the growing concerns surrounding the potential misuse of generative AI, which can rapidly create text, images, and videos based on prompts. The consortium announced during the Munich Security Conference comprises influential tech entities such as OpenAI, Microsoft, and Adobe, along with major social media platforms like Meta Platforms, TikTok, and X, which was known as Twitter. Their collective effort seeks to address the escalating threat of AI-generated content manipulating electoral processes as billions of people prepare to cast their votes. So what did this accord entail? The signatories have committed to collaborative endeavors, including the development of detection tools to identify misleading AI-generated media and the implementation of public awareness campaigns to educate voters about deceptive content. Additionally, they aim to take decisive action against such content on their platforms. Now, it is noteworthy that the agreement highlights the importance of technological solutions like watermarking and metadata embedding to certify the origin of AI-generated content. However, specific timelines for implementation remain unspecified, leaving room for questions regarding the practical execution of these commitments. The implications of generative AI extend beyond political landscapes. Recent incidents such as robocall featuring fake audio of U.S. President Joe Biden underscores the urgency of addressing the potential misuse of AI-generated media. Dana Rao, Adobe's chief trust officer, highlights the emotional impact of audio, video, and images, emphasizing the need to mitigate their harmful effects. Despite the popularity of text generation tools like OpenAI's ChatGPT, the focus of this initiative lies in safeguarding against the manipulation of visual and auditory content. This reflects a deeper understanding of human psychology, where people are inherently more susceptible to authenticity of multimedia formats. And there you have it, tech enthusiasts, another thrilling Tech Talk episode wrapped up. Let's review the key takeaways from today's episode. First, we covered the development of rechargeable calcium oxygen batteries and how they present a promising alternative to lithium lithium-ion batteries with implications for cost, energy density, and wearable technology. Next, we went over Honduras's regulatory ban on trading cryptocurrency, reflecting growing concerns about fraud and money laundering risks in the crypto space, while also highlighting the need for balance between innovation and regulation. And finally, we finished with our third story of the day, covering how collaboration among tech companies is essential in combating AI election interference, underscoring the importance of collective action in safeguarding democratic processes against misinformation and manipulation. As the tech landscape continues to evolve, we'll be here to bring you the latest, the intriguing, and the downright mysterious. A big shout out to our amazing supporters at patreon.com/latinamericaneo. Your support keeps these episodes coming. So until next time, tech lovers, stay curious, stay tech savvy, and keep riding the waves of innovation. I'm your host, Kevin Munoz, signing off from the Leo Podcast. Don't forget to join our Palomitas community on Patreon for exclusive content, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Tech Talk. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a family or a friend and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps tremendously in order to bring more awareness and educational resources to our community. For more information and to stay up to date with what I'm doing, you can follow me on Instagram at LatinAmericaNeo. And if you need more information and resources, you can visit my website, latinamericaneo.org. I'm Kevin Munoz. This has been the Leo Podcast, and I'll see you next time.